Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all! Woo! I'm coming to you from my house, and so is the Atlanta crew. And Heidi and Frank are coming to us from their studio. What's up, y'all?
Hey, Chewy.
Still going to work every day. Must be nice, you guys. Stay home.
All right, coming up, Kylie Jenner is spending like there's no tomorrow. And it seems Pamela Anderson can't count her marriages. And later, Andrew Freund talks to the amazing Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba for the second season of their show, LA's Finest. But first, Brett, what you got, mama?
Well, Chewy, we want to start off with George Floyd and some of the good things the celebrities have been doing about the situation. So a lot of celebrities have made donations in the fight for racial equality. The Weeknd donated $500,000. Drake donated $100,000. Wow. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively donated $200,000.
Okay.
All large contributions to various organizations to aid in the fight against racial injustice. And that's just a few of the many stars that have been contributing to the causes. But Virgil Abloh, founder of the Off-White label and menswear artistic director for Louis Vuitton, got dragged by the internet after reports that he only donated $50.
$50? Sure, you didn't leave a zero off, like you meant 500?
He works for Louis Vuitton?
Well, y'all, Virgil posted a very long response on Instagram to clarify. He said, in part, "I can understand your frustration if you think my contribution was only limited to $50. Purely false when it comes to the total. I've donated $20,500 to bail funds and other causes related to this movement. I will continue to donate more and will continue to use my voice to urge my peers to do the same." Now, hey, Crack. Do you think he only donated more after he got dragged?
I've never been in a place to like count other people's money because I just don't think it's cool to do. Because like maybe he has contributed to other things that
exactly.
He didn't promote about.
Right.
So like I'm not gonna throw him in the fire over that. But I believe him.
Sometimes you do that stuff online, you don't know exactly if it's going to go through or not, so he just did $50 to make sure it worked. And then all of a sudden, that's the money he grabbed. It's like, no, I gave more after that.
That was just my test donation.
So as we discussed earlier, there's protests and marches going on across the country, and our very own Portia Williams has been out there on the front lines.
Yes.
What are some of the things you've been seeing out there since you've been out?
I've actually been seeing very peaceful protests, contrary to what's been shown in most of the media. Now, yesterday, I would have to say it was one of the most peaceful groups I've been with. They used no cursing in the chants that we were doing, and they actually had people who were protecting the crowd. And within seconds, guys, I heard these blasts that sound like gunshots. Now, we were afraid. We didn't know what was going on. We took off running, and all of a sudden, I see these big smoke bombs, gas grenades being thrown in front of me. So I'm, like, running full-blown speed ahead, still on live at that moment. And the last bomb, I actually jumped directly over, and the gas got in my face. When I got to the end, there were people there who put milk on me, who put water on me. But here's my thing. I'm fine. You know, it's a part of being out there in the field, on the front line. These things happen. But I do feel it is totally just unjust for people not to be able to peacefully protest. I don't think that we should be infringing upon that right at all, because a lot of these people don't necessarily have the influence that I have to pick up my phone and hop and talk to the media, pick up my Instagram and reach millions of people. The way that they're trying to have their voices be heard is to march and to show that type of unity. So I just really hate that the experience had that type of dampening moment on it. But I tell you this much, I will be out there marching again, because we the people will not be silenced. We will unify, we will push our message forward, and we will use our right to protest peacefully. But that just was a very, very unfortunate moment.
Yes. Sorry that happened to you.
Portia, now, did you get hosed, or did they say, did you get tear gassed?
I got tear gas. Oh, okay. And they had people who had anti-tear gas fluid that they poured on my head. But again, I'm fine. At the end of the day, we want justice for George Floyd. We have one cop who's been arrested. We don't want the other three to be arrested. We want Breonna Taylor's murderers to be arrested as well. And that's what the whole message is. I don't want my experience to overshadow that. I just want to make sure that we can peacefully protest and that we see justice against police brutality.
All right, well, switching gears, you know, there's no doubt that Kylie Jenner is a very rich woman, but it looks like she's not a billionaire anymore. Now, this is according to Forbes magazine. They had declared her the youngest self-made billionaire, but they recently took back the title, claiming that Kylie Jenner falsified her tax returns.
Hey.
What? Her lawyer says it's not true. Either way, Kylie Jenner is spending money like she is, in fact, a billionaire, because she reportedly spent... Wrap your head around these numbers. It's insane. So she reportedly spent $130 million recently. She shelled out between $50 and $70 million for a jet.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You know, as you do. And then $36.5 million for a mansion and over $18 million for what? Oh, nothing. Just two empty lots.
I don't know what I'm going to put there.
Now, Chewy, do you think, Chewy, that there's a difference between Kylie Jenner, who grew up wealthy her entire life, do you think there's a difference between Kylie and the other sisters, the Kardashian sisters, because they actually had to sort of make their own money?
These girls have been upper middle class their entire lives. She needs to chill out, because the money doesn't last forever. And Kylie Cosmetics, I don't know if it'll last forever, but girl, you need to slow down and give your Uncle Chewy some money. Send me a check, baby girl.
Okay, the Netflix docuseries Tiger King was the flavor of the month last week when it came out.
Yes.
And the drama is still going on for Joe Exotic. He had transferred his zoo in the name of his mother and his business partner at the time, Jeff Lowe.
That's right.
And a judge recently declared that that was fraudulent. So get this. The judge granted control of Joe's zoo to his nemesis, Carol Baskin.
That bitch, Carol Baskin.
Oh, my God. Now, of course, Carol has been implicated in the disappearance of her husband, Don Lewis, and Jeff Lowe had this to say about the judge's decision to give Carol the zoo. He says, the possibility of human remains being buried on this land should make her feel right at home.
Whoa.
But there's bodies buried there.
That sounds like a setup for season two, y'all. It's happening.
Hell yeah.
It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's like a Carol Baskin and Ozark crossover waiting to happen.
Yeah. Right.
Portia, can you imagine if they handed over your company to your arch nemesis? I won't mention any names, but you know who.
Hell no. Mm-hmm. And if they did,
could you imagine
like,
if she took over your pillow collection, your pillowcase collection?
I would say to pillows gave me a rash, and I said a weave made me bald, and I would sue my own company. Okay?
Burn it to the ground.
Up next, what actor is going through a quarantine breakup? We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all, as we know, this year has been rough for all of us, specifically on the class of 2020 with COVID-19 taking place, and many aren't able to have proms or graduations.
Yeah.
So what this young man did for his nanny was really sweet, y'all. 7-year-old Curtis Rogers wanted to show his nanny love, so he threw her, check it out, a private prom. Take a look.
Curtis had the whole night planned out, from their favorite after-school snack, peanut butter and apples, as an appetizer, to using a pool noodle to maintain a safe social distance.
This is the first time I saw him in 2 months after seeing him like every day. It was just like really fun, and I'm really glad that he did that.
Rachel is one of our favorite people, and Rachel's like the best nanny ever.
Listen, this little boy got game so real sweet. Early.
Right?
Oh, he's swag.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, man. I just love how they walked up the driveway. They were dancing in the backyard, having dinner. And I love how they kept their social distance, too. Could you tell that? They were always 6 feet apart. And it was just the cutest.
But my question is, Brad, were they not protesting in his town?
I don't know, Gary. Cut it out. Okay, it don't matter.
Everybody need a little feel good moment, okay?
That's right.
Yeah.
See, here's much needed break. Though. I hope even when all of this is done, that they still keep their social distancing like this when PJ get old enough for her prom, okay? Because I ain't trying to have a little boy trying to, you know, slap them skins, okay? Keep your social distancing.
Oh. Just go ahead and set aside the bail money for Dennis now. Because, these kids are going to be going at it much later.
Well, I'm going to need y'all to wake up, honey, because it's time to talk quarantine breakup. Yes. So Josh Lucas is in trouble, baby, with his on and off again ex-wife, Jessica Enriquez. So apparently, honey, she's blasting Mr. Lucas, baby, on social media, claiming that he cheated on her during the pandemic and spilled all of the tea on Twitter.
Ooh.
Now, Brad, read it for me, baby.
Honey, she said exes are exes for a reason. Having a child with someone makes you want to forgive them more than you normally would. It makes you believe that they are better than they are, but it takes a really human to cheat on their partner, correction, now ex-partner, in the middle of a pandemic. Thank you for reminding me why I left you in the first place.
Girlfriend, listen.
With that being said, so now, Portia, now what do you say about this, honey? Now, could it be that they never really got back together and Josh, honey, had the freedom, baby, to just mess around anyway?
Yeah, I feel like they never really got back together, but during the pandemic and everybody being quarantined, she wanted that old thing back. You know, to get some, you know, quarantine love going on. That's what happens when you get back with an ex. You find out, I should have never got back with you no way.
Yep.
Absolutely. I think people are finding any excuse. Like, damn, you left your shoes in the living room? I'm done with you. I'm out of here. I'm taking my mask with me. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Right. You want to have a nice, bright smile, right? And a great smile starts with a clean, white set of teeth. That's why you need the Personic S520 Sonic Toothbrush. It comes with 12 color-coded brush heads, and that's 3 years worth. You also get two interdental brush heads, two tongue cleaners, and two floss holders.
Okay, hey, Craig, tell me more about this thing.
Well, check it on out. It has a 2-minute auto timer with 30-second intervals, and it runs at 40,000 strokes per minute.
Ooh.
You can set it on normal, soft, or massage mode, and it reaches deep between your teeth, those hard-to-reach places, and removes plaque without irritating your gums.
Now, hair crack, you know I just love a deal. How much and how many strokes again?
Well, Gary, you can put this on your mouth, man, because usually this toothbrush has been seen as high as $90, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39. Just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, our man Andrew Freund sits down with Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba to talk about the second season of their show, LA's Finest. We got that coming up after the break. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am sitting here now with two of the fiercest TV cops right now, Jessica Alba and Gabrielle Union, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so Gabby, I'm just going to call you Gabby because I think we're best friends. So Gabby, I'll start with you. Can you recite my Miranda rights to me?
Not at all.
No. Can't, no?
No.
Jessica, do you know my Miranda rights?
You have the rights to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. And then there's more.
Okay, that works. So we're here celebrating, obviously, season two of LA's Finest on Spectrum. Gabby, like, who are we going to see? What are we going to see? A lot of ass kicking this season? What are we going to see?
You're going to see a lot of ass kicking. You're going to see a lot of ass, period. We definitely deliver on some nude scenes. So that's exciting. But yeah, we just up the ante. We start from the very first episode of season two with action, drama, comedy, and we take you all over Los Angeles. It's just a thrill ride from jump.
What do you say we take down a suspect, huh? Can I get on the cabana? Can you get
And Jessica, there's a lot of stunts in this show. So I want to know, how much is it you guys? How much is it a stunt double? Like, what's going on there?
You know, we try to do as much as we can. I really like doing stunts. I just think it's fun and it breaks up the monotony of the day. But, you know, we do have very skilled stunt women that do a lot of the heavy lifting, for sure.
Gabby, who out of the two of you do you think would make the better cop in real life? Who's a good sleuthy person?
Oh, we're both pretty sleuthy. Like, we can go down an Instagram rabbit hole and, you know, unearth all sorts of things. We're pretty good with the
good detectives.
Yeah, we're pretty great PIs.
Okay, now I'm gonna give both of you three celebrities to include in your celebrity SWAT team. And you tell me who these three celebs are and why. I'll start with Jessica.
Dame Judi Dench, Meghan Markle, and Cate Blanchett.
Oh, damn, that's pretty good. Gabby, who would be your three?
I'm gonna just go for, you know, who I enjoy hanging out with. So we'll go with Longoria. We'll go with Chrissy Teigen. She's a lot of fun. And who can we mix it up with? Oh, Regina Hall. Yeah, we gotta have that. So, yeah. I mean, we may not get anything done, but we're gonna have.
And you'd have a lot of really good food. A lot of good food out of all of these people.
Tales and jokes. That's really all I need from a SWAT team. I mean, maybe we fight a little crime, you know, on Tuesday afternoon.
Thank you, ladies, so much. Thank you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, guys, this next story might excite you, Frank. We all know that Pamela Anderson has been married quite a few times. And, well, after five marriages, Pam still want to get married one more time, y'all. As a matter of fact, Pam don't even count two of her marriages. According to her, she's only been married three times. She counts Tommy Lee, Kid Rock, and Rick Solomon. And as her ex-husbands, she says that John Peters, who she married and divorced earlier this year, was just a moment that came and went, and it was just like it never happened.
I think Pamela Anderson can do whatever she wants to do. She's the Liz Taylor of our time.
No, but here's why he
Pamela,
says that.
I will be your fourth, sixth husband.
Frank's philosophy is, if I didn't have any kids with her, there's no collateral damage. It's like it never happened.
I like the logic. I really don't count the first
I love switching the narrative on having an ex-husband. No, he was just an ex-somebody.
No kids, you had no ties, it's over.
It didn't even happen. I didn't have a child with him, so that means we wasn't together.
And if anybody finds a picture of you two together, you just tell them, that was a play I did. I'm an actress.
That was a play. You got that right. Starring roles.
So, Chewy, Pam married Rick Solomon twice, once in 2007 and then again in 2014. Can you see yourself doing this with an ex, like getting back with him and marrying him again?
Yo, this is crazy because this actually happened. Me and my girlfriend broke up for a little while, and then we saw each other at a party, and she was looking extra delicious.
Ooh.
So
Delicious.
I was trying to play it real cool, and I wasn't talking to her at all. But I went over to her pad the next night and broke that back, and then we got back together.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.